the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment, but I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy innocent bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful unto me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, camp around me, they stumble and fell. Though the host surrounded and encamped against me, my heart shall not fear. Amen.
Amen.
Lord be with you. And let us pray. Grant, O Lord, we beseech thee, that the course of this world may be so peaceable and ordered by thy governance, that thy church may joyfully serve thee in all godliness and goodness and quietness. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Please be seated. The confessional reading from Luther's Small Catechism. As the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household, the seventh commandment, thou shalt not steal. What does this mean? We should fear and love God that we may not take our neighbor's money or goods, nor get them by false word or dealing, but help him to improve and protect his property and business. So far. This morning's Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 58, verses 6 through 12. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed to go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to deal with thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast off out unto thy house, when they seest the naked, that thou coverest him, and that thou hide not thyself, and the darkness be as the noonday. Whoops, I turned too many pages. Then shall the from thine own flesh. Okay. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer, and thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and the speaking in vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul unto the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity. And the darkness shall be as the noonday, and the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in the drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like the watered garden, and like the spring of the water, whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called to the repair of the breach and the restore of path to delight in. So far the Old Testament. This morning's epistle. It's a short one. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. I exhort therefore that, first of all, supplication, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. So far.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
And please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. This morning's Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 6, verses 36 to 42. Be ye therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you, with good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, and men shall give into your bosom. for with all the same measure that you met with all, it shall be measured to you again. And then he spoke this parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but every one that is perfect shall be as his master. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in your brother's eye, and perceive not the beam that is in your own eye? How canst thou say to thy brother, Brother, let me pull out the mote that is in your eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in your own eye? You hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of your own eye, and then you shall see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. So far the Holy Gospel. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with hymn 436. Please be seated.
Thank you. Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon is based upon this morning's epistle, a real short one, and I'd like to reread it again. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, and intercessions, and the giving of thanks be made for all people. So far, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme is Pray for All People, and it's based upon the portion of the Old Testament that I just read. No, the epistle. I read something. Please be seated. There seems to be, in my opinion, a conspiracy of evil in our world today, especially in our own country. A chaos that threatens to destroy all order within our civilization and our society. And over the past, century, I suppose, we have witnessed a rush toward moral, ethical, and political chaos. And this has reached the point that many people believe that the Western civilization is on the brink of total decay and perhaps will disappear totally into disorder and chaos. I'm not sure if I agree with that, but it sure looks like it's heading in that direction. What are we as Christians to do in such a world? Retreat into a monastery? Live isolation? Become more and more like the environment in which we live? Adopt ourselves in such a way that no one would be able to tell the difference between the people of God and the rest of the people? A great number of people have come to the conclusion that there is no purpose, no meaning, and no more sense in human life. Well, be that as it may, St. Paul writes to a young pastor in this morning's epistle, and he says that God does have a plan, and that plan has a purpose in his mind. His plan and purpose is that all should be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. But that plan and purpose, which God has, cannot be discovered by studying history, by developing the human existence. No, that plan of God is a secret. And in writing to the Ephesians, Christians, St. Paul describes the plan of God as the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he sent forth in Christ. That plan of God, his goal and purpose was the mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now it is made manifest to the saints. In other words, God gave clues about the secret God gave clues about his secret down through the centuries through the prophets. But even they could not guess what the full extent was of that secret. But now God has made his secret, his mystery known. For this I was appointed a preacher and an apostle, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth, says Paul. In other words, God has let us in on his secret plan. The final stage of God's plan began about 2,000 years ago in a city called Nazareth, and it involved a young Jewish girl. An angel came to her and announced that the beginning of the final stages of God's plan was now coming to an end. You will have a son, and you will call his name Jesus. God's secret plan unfolded in a small town called Bethlehem, and it was an unknown place then. When a child was born to a woman named Mary, and that child grew, and he gathered a small group of disciples, if you will, and he taught them for 3 years. But he was finally executed outside of Jerusalem by the Roman governor at the insistence of the religious leaders. But now, when the time had fully come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, made under the law to redeem those who were under the law. That was the way, that was God's plan. The scripture describes God's secret plan. St. Paul writes, "For there is one God, one mediator between God and men, and that is the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all." God's plan is to remove everything between us and himself. He sent Jesus Christ to do just that through his own life, his death, and his resurrection. You see, sin cannot heal itself. Guilt cannot be removed by the passing of time. Death cannot produce life. And sinful people cannot set themselves free. Only the Lord God Almighty, whose word of power first created the heavens and the earth and gave life to all, is able to set us free from the power of evil, death, and damnation. Only the God who created us for fellowship with himself is able to heal the broken fellowship, broken by us, broken by our sins, broken by our rebellion. Only the God who first created light is able to bring light back into our darkness, is able to overcome the last and the final chaos of death and bring us back to life. That's the secret plan of God. It is Jesus Christ, by whom all things were created, the Son of God, who came down from heaven, joined himself, if you will, to us in that body, which was born of the Virgin Mary, and became one. He became the one and only mediator that we have between us and God. The Holy Gospels describe his determination to bring God and us back together again by his suffering and death on the cross. Here he poured out his blood. There he gave his life in order to remove forever everything that separates us from God. And there he met all the powers of hell and paid the price for our freedom and our redemption. And that by his resurrection, we have destroyed forever death itself. And by the shedding of his blood, and by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ brought forgiveness to everyone. As Luther puts it, he has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature. The final stage of God's secret plan is still being carried out today. Go, make disciples of all nations. You see, God wants all people to be saved. And he has given us, his church on earth, the task of proclaiming this message. We are to pray for its success. Pray that God would create a climate in our society that will make it possible for us, the church, to lead a peaceable life and spread the gospel. But as we know, there is chaos and confusion to be found everywhere. There's violence, anger, lust, corruption seems to be driving our society today. And there are those who deliberately try to deceive and confuse people But St. Paul says, pray for all people. Pray for all people. Pray that God might make it possible for us to hallow his name and make it possible for the gospel to be heard. But also remember this, that this may not be God's will at this time. Then pray that he will protect us from what is to come. May God show his grace and favor on all of those who have faith. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen. Communicants, but first I'm sure there are personal prayers that you would like to present before the throne of God. We'll do so now. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with him. Draw nigh and take the body of the Lord. 307, please be seated. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity and substance of majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name evermore, praising thee and saying,
Kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake and gave it to the disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you, this do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament of my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This too is also as you drink it in remembrance of me. And the peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. True blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins.
May this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
true Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto them for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Take and eat. This is the
true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that was given into death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take a drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we beseech thee of thy mercy, that you would strengthen us through faith toward thee and a fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Blessed be the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.